For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Wright. Temporary and classified employees at Mendocino College are demanding a pay raise to match the cost of living increase sent to the school by the state. Classified employees are non-teaching faculty. I met with Toni Fort, the chapter president of Local 1021. She's a temporary employee who's been with the college for about 15 years.
We're here with about 50 classified short-term and faculty members at the college. We have been negotiating with the district since May, and we have a couple sticking points. One is wages. The state sends a cost of living increase to the district every year to help keep up with increasing expenses, gas, utilities, salaries, taxes, whatever. And in previous administrations, that cost of living increase would just be passed on to the employees. They're balking on that. They just want to give us no raise and just give us a bonus instead of a raise. And we think the money is sent for the employees, and we want it, and we need it to keep up with expenses.
And what is the COLA that you want for this year?
Well, the state has sent 2.71%. Yeah, and the cost of living increase for the county is in this area is about 3.2. The consumer price index went up 3.2, and we're willing to settle for 2.71 because that's what the state has given to the district.
In a statement, the college said the district has proposed a 2.71% one-time off-schedule increase for permanent employees. It says temporary workers joined the SEIU in March 2017. Both parties are interested in creating a work group to review temporary staff's pay rates to create a salary schedule that is consistent and consolidated. This is one of 7 articles under negotiation. For 2017-2018, the college received a 1.56% COLA increase from the state. This matched the pay raise for all listed employee groups except part-time faculty, which received a 4.56% bump. In 2016-2017, the college received no COLA from the state. Some employee groups also received no COLA, but others got a 3% increase. The college added that it is the district's approach to always negotiate in good faith with all employee groups that engage in the collective bargaining process. And earlier this week, Sheriff Tom Allman gave the Board of Supervisors an update on the Measure B Oversight Committee meeting. Allman chairs the group that's tasked with making recommendations to the board about what to do with the money from a voter initiative to raise taxes for mental health services. Allman reported that the balance of the fund is close to $1.5 million. This doesn't count an additional $28,000 to Kemper Consulting Group to provide a mental health needs assessment. The sheriff talked about an existing service that he would like to see expanded, though his report was not a formal recommendation.
We're certainly happy with the improved services that the mobile outreach services are providing to the far reaches of our county, specifically Coblo, Point Arena, and into the northern part of the coast. And with this in mind, I would encourage the board to consider increasing the number of mobile outreach service employees. We have 3 teams now, and certainly 5 would allow us not only to increase the number of days, but possibly increase the hours.
Howard Hospital, both old and new, also came up in the report. And Allman said a conversation had started about using the property on Orchard Street, next to the post office in Ukiah. That's where Redwood Quality Management Services planned to build a mental health facility using state funds rather than Measure B money. Allman suggested the possibility of New Howard Hospital working through Adventist Health or Redwood Quality to add 10 beds for psychiatric patients. An ad hoc committee consisting of Dr. Ace Barish and Mark Myrtle is working with Jason Wells, the CEO of New Howard Hospital, on the details. Allman also had questions for the supervisors about what kinds of recommendations they're willing to consider.
At what point does this board want to start increasing the expenditures of Measure B funds for the purpose of hopefully increasing the number of mobile outreach services so we can continue, as I spoke earlier, and also the old Howard Hospital? It's a very easy question to go to the Measure B Commission and say, are you recommending old Howard Hospital or are you recommending not? I think the question more should be, are you recommending certain types of facilities being built? And if so, would Old Howard Hospital work? Or would it be better to work in Ukiah without forgetting that Fort Bragg is a major part of this situation? Fort Bragg has 25.3% 5150 cases. So I'd be happy to answer any questions regarding Measure B, other than is it going to be at Old Howard Hospital?
Supervisor Dan Hamburg wondered if a 10-bed facility at New Howard Hospital would be sufficient. Almond said Wells is supportive of the idea, but there are other considerations.
Whose real estate is this going to be built on? Are we going to expend county taxpaying dollars to put a building on someone else's real estate? And if so, who's going to own that? The 10-bed facility idea was broached at the last meeting. So it wasn't on the agenda. It wasn't something we had had time to research. But we're looking forward to a response from our ad hoc committee to answer your questions, because your questions, sir, are the exact same questions that we had.
Though Almond had expressed his reluctance to talk about Old Howard Hospital, Hamburg did bring it up.
It seems that if Adventists were to go ahead and do that, we wouldn't also be looking at Howard Hospital. Isn't that right?
I think that's a fair analysis.
You wouldn't do both things, yeah. But you might do a couple of smaller inpatient facilities.
Crisis stabilization and crisis residential.
Say in Fort Bragg and maybe on the South Coast.
Those are very good ideas that we're talking about.
Measure B committee meetings are open to the public. The next meeting is on October 24th at 1 p.m. in Conference Room C at 501 Low Gap Road in Ukiah. For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith.